The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Been too long. It has been too long since we've heard that sound. One more for us. Cool, refreshing crack. That only means Uncle Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle, is in the building. How you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing just fine. Picked up a little something in the airport in Miami, but I'm going to limp my way through it and hopefully don't cough too much on air, but I'm not contagious, so we're good.
That's what they all say.
The antibiotics have kicked in.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
We love it.
You ever been to the Miami airport?
It is not fun.
It's super unorganized and nobody speaks English. They're all Cuban.
It's not fun. And it's weirdly organized to get from one place logically to another.
Yeah.
Made sense to someone at some point, maybe?
Well, no, they just outgrew what they were doing. You build this perfect plan and then, you know, 8 years later you have to change the plan and you adapt rather than you're being constructive in it. There's several that airport. I have a personal vendetta against Atlanta and its airport.
Really?
If you can avoid Atlanta's airport,
biggest.
I've had the most success, right, out of the Atlanta airport than any of them.
Atlanta for me, it just, if you have a layover in Atlanta, if you're just flying into Atlanta, you're great. But if you're connecting in Atlanta, oh man, you're going to take two trains, a trolley, and probably a rickshaw to get to your gate.
For me, that happens in Houston. If I'm going 100%. To Houston, guaranteed you're missing your flight and spending the night.
100%. Yeah, there's certain airports you just
on airport hotel in Miami.
Oh, it's not.
It's you just lay there and you go, I wonder how many dead hookers and kilos of cocaine this room saw.
Oh, like
in the past 30 years.
You sleep fully clothed oh, yeah, on top of a blank. Well, the comfort is that you turn inside out, but and then fold. So hopefully you
can. I watched my wife levitate, like literally she just slept without touching anything.
I felt, but there was the one there that I felt like I needed to shower to recover from the shower.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, 100%.
So are there any good airports for you, DP? Uncle Kev doesn't mind Atlanta, apparently. Are there good airports for you?
Because you cover most of them, Dulles is probably, but Dulles has, you know, you got a trolley. You have to take the trolley.
DFW is nice.
Vegas?
Vegas is just because there's so many stories.
LAX?
It's a clown show.
Yeah, you go to Vegas and literally you have to take the slow walk from your gate to baggage claim because you really want to, like, every person there is a full-on movie of, hey, I just lost my mortgage payment to, I won so much money, I'm now single. And you go,
it's like the same reason you go to, like, the state fair. You know, it's just for the rodeos.
Gotcha.
And it's a people rodeo. Yeah.
But
I like the Seattle airport. I've never had a bad time in Seattle.
I've never been there.
Denver makes me mad because Lincoln to anywhere, Lincoln's on its own little island and you got to book it to anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, they do. And Denver does the weird thing is that Denver will always have two. See, if you're running through Denver's airport, you will, and if I'm flying back to Lincoln, I inevitably will go from gate 95, mm-hmm. like the last gate, mm-hmm. to another gate. And on the way to that gate, I will pass two gates that have Lincoln at a later flight or an earlier flight mm-hmm. leaving. And I'm constantly tempted. And it's all literally, it's like 4 minutes difference between when I get to the gate and when they start to board. Mm-hmm. Like they trust that this is going to happen for you. And it doesn't always happen.
Right,
so it's And I'm no longer a runner. So if you get me, you get me.
That was me on the way out to Corvallis, right? Flying from Denver to Portland, the Lincoln flight to Denver, perfectly fine, super quick, super easy. And then I got to book it from the Lincoln terminal to the Portland terminal. It was not 15 seconds.
No.
That I set my stuff down before they started boarding.
Yeah. No.
We doing?
If you're island jumping, like if you're going,
oh yeah,
from one of the big airports to an island, fully expected they are laughing at you when you book it.
you got to leave yourself at least 2.5 hour layover.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're absolutely host.
Are you a club guy at the airport?
No.
Yeah.
Are you a club guy? I've
tried it. I've tried it and decided it wasn't not my bag.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Hard to describe, but
hoi polloi.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm just better off finding a good bar and grill that's, you know, serves a cold tap beer and, you know, that hang out there for a while.
You never know what you're getting in the clubs.
Like, no,
you never. Becky's a club person. There are times when I understand it,
but you're a people watcher, DP. We know that
about you. Like that part, like, because it's mainly because I don't normally look like the people in the club. So there's always like that little bit of, hey, you must be an athlete. No, just me.
Just a man just like you.
Just me. I got here the same way you did.
I'm not reading the Wall Street Journal today.
Hey, you know, it's what it is. So what'd you bring?
All right. Cold beer. Let's get into it.
Let's get into a nice cold beer. This is Cross Train Brewing, our good friends out of La Vista and Omaha. They made a premium pils, which is short for Pilsner. And it's just a good, crisp, beer-tasting beer. Quick, fun fact, Pilsners are lagers, but not all lagers are Pilsners.
That's like squares and rectangles.
Fair enough.
Look at
math.
There's alcohol being passed along.
And I haven't sipped yet.
The term Pilsner comes from the area of the Czech Republic called Pilsen, where they make a specific type of lager. And so they use a specific type of yeast to make that lager. And so, therefore, a Pilsner is a lager, but not all lagers use that same Pilsen yeast. So, fun fact from your old Uncle Kev.
Is there a beer called beer?
There is a beer called beer. Or at least there was. Remember the plain label beer?
Yeah.
That's just called beer.
Right? Like that. I think the perfect description for any beer would be a beery beer. Like
your description is definitely a beery beer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like this is you were dead on with this one.
The that was a big thing for me growing up. My mother would buy all the plain label stuff. So mac and cheese, white box, black letters, said macaroni and cheese.
No guessing.
Right. And so we ate a lot of that plain label stuff just, you know, jeez, because we're on a budget. Come with a powdered packet.
That powdered packet. When you could get the sort of liquidy cheese.
Oh, if it was squeezy cheese.
Right, if it was a squeezy. Look, we were living. That's when you knew this is going to be a great week.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, Mom, get a raise? What happened,
big baller? You came in with the soft, squishy cheese.
I like the description of this is a very beery beer.
Beery beer.
Because whenever I hear Pilsner, you bring in a Pilsner, my mind gets transported to Brooklyn Nine-Nine, for my money, best sitcom of the 21st century. But there's a character, Teddy, who gets the thrills for the pills.
Ah.
And, like, do you get the thrills for the pills? It just feels like it's an everyman's beer. It's a beery beer, not something you get all that excited about. It's like, it does the job. It's great. It's smooth. It's solid. But do you get the thrills for the pills like Teddy?
I do. And the reason is that everything for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of other people too, in the beer world, everything has come full circle. So you start with the easy drinking light beer, your Bud Lights, your Coors Lights, your Busch Lights, your Milwaukee's Best Lights, you know, your budget beers.
Natty Bow.
Natty
Bow. Black Carling Black Label.
Oh, yes. Yes, the Carling Black Schlitz. Label. And then you sort of gravitate onward and upward to like an amber, like like a Fat Tire or a Samuel Adams Lager. Or for me, the gateway beer was a Samuel Smith's, which is an English, and Newcastle was another one. And then I started getting into the stouts. And then I started getting into the hoppy beers, your IPAs. And then everything was like hazy West Coast, hazy East Coast. You know, and all I drank was IPAs for like 4 or 5 years. And to me, all other beers were boring. And I lost my taste for those. And so everything has come full circle. And what I like now is just a beer that tastes like beer. And I don't need anything more than that.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
I don't drink much here in Lincoln, but when I go back to DC and visit family and friends every now and then watching a ball game, somebody will put a beverage in front. And somebody put a Rolling Rock in front of me. And it's been 25 years since I've had a Rolling Rock.
Old Latrobe.
Rolling Rock, and then one of the Big Mouth beers.
Mickey's.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I went, what is happening here?
That's a real malt liquor.
Right!
Like, yeah.
Mickey's was like, I had forgotten my place.
They come in the hand grenade.
Oh, bro. Austin, if you're not familiar...
I'm not.
It is a college drinker's buffet. Like, you just go, listen, if I could go Yingling, Rolling Rock, Mickey's, I'm having a really good weekend.
I just had my first Yingling not long ago. My dad got some for Christmas.
Yeah. It's, you know, Yingling for me is kind of like if you're from Nebraska and you move away and you can't get a Runza, right? If you live here, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But if
in the Northeast, if you're from Pittsburgh, if you're from Pennsylvania, that's your lane. That is fully your lane. If like tonight for Penn State, Yingling and Rolling Rock are just falling off the shelves.
I do see the hand grenade thing from Mickey's. I looked it up. I see it.
And they call it a big mouth because you know what the normal mouth size of a bottle of beer is, right? you know, it's about an inch in circumference, right? Okay. Well, the big mouths are probably like you could drop a ping pong ball in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great for college drinking.
So game. Yeah.
Or so I'm told.
So I'm told. Yes. And so there's more airflow for porridge, shall we say.
You can play high level, high stakes quarters on the Mickey's.
With the hand grenade.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Shall we try to class it up or
let's do.
Raise a glass.
So this is called Mouton Cadet, and this is from the Rothschild family. And the Rothschild family is world famous in banking, in wine, in finance. Oh,
those Rothschilds.
That is an odor.
Yes, indeed.
That is a scent, sir.
So they're famous for Bordeaux wines. And Bordeaux is the lower left side of the country. And it's separated by the Gironde River. So it's kind of shaped like a banana. And the further north you are, the vineyards are located on the left side of the river. And the further south you get, the vineyards jump to the other side of the river. On the east side, the soils are more suitable for Merlot. On the left side, they're more suitable for Cabernet. But the French back in 1855 decided to delineate and identify the chateaus with the best history, prestige, quality, etc. And they deemed them what they call crus, C-R-U, or growths. And there was only five premier Grand Crus. Technically, there was four, but they added the fifth in 1955, 100 years later. And they were Chateau Mouton Rothschild, which is the one added in 1955. Chateau Lafite Rothschild, which is what this family is from. One called Haubrion, Chateau Margaux, and I'm forgetting one.
The world like famous
Haubrion Premier Cruz.
Premier Grand Cru. So Chateau Mouton, Chateau Lafite, Chateau Haubrion, Chateau Margaux, and I'm just forgetting the other
one. I'm a Haubrion fan myself.
Are you? I knew that about you.
This is a power broker's wine.
So the great thing about this wine, it comes from their estate. But it's not a classified growth wine. So you're paying for what's in the bottle instead of the history and the prestige. And
Latour,
Chateau Latour. Thank you. You're the best.
Look at him go.
I know, I'd use the internet.
Look at him go.
What I got.
So this one is probably going to be in the neighborhood of about 60% Cabernet, about 30% Merlot. And they can only use five grape types to make this wine from. And the other three are going to be Petit Verdot, Malbec, and Cabernet Franc. Fun fact about Cabernet Franc is that it's one of the parent grapes of Cabernet Sauvignon because it used to be their primary red varietal on the left bank, and the primary white varietal is Sauvignon Blanc. Well, they would have these natural hybridized wild vines that would pop up when they began to experiment with them. And so Cabernet Sauvignon is actually technically half red and half white. And so they took the Cabernet from Cabernet Franc and the Sauvignon from Sauvignon Blanc and whoop, became Cabernet Sauvignon. But what they found is that the wine didn't lose its intensity or ageability, but it was more elegant, more sophisticated, more silky, whereas the Cab Franc is a little more gritty, a little more earthy, kind of bitey type stuff. So
this was I had heard this described as an upscale mutation because of all of those different grape types. Sometimes there would be variations within the grapes and the degree of the grape that makes it into the bottle.
Absolutely.
That it's never the same.
That's correct.
Never the same. Same standard, but never the same.
And they'll even take the grapes and clone them and then replant them in other areas. But again, it's never the same because it's not the same soils. It's not the same climate. And it's really not even the same grape type, even though genetically it's very, very close.
So it's the thing with this one. I remember from those taste class that this is one that really you could take three bottles of this, put them in different glasses and ask people to identify. And you really can't. You really can't.
That's 100% fair.
I'm not going to lie. This wasn't what I expected. When I first got it on my nose, like, oh, this is, I had an idea of it. This is so smooth. It's a lot smoother than I thought it was going to be. Not as heavy handed with the dryness. Like, while on the nose, I'm like, oh, this is going to be pretty dry. So I kind of prepared myself for it. That was smooth.
What's the Sinbad movie where he has a wine taster?
Oh,
he has
yeah.
To, he has, and he starts to describe it smooth.
Adrian Fiala, that was one of his favorites, and he would send me the video.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. What was that movie?
Does it sound like you need a house guest?
House guest.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a date.
Good stuff. Well, the French like for their wines to be more elegant. They're a little more sophisticated is fair, a little more cerebral. They also like you to taste what they call the terroir or the terrain. And that's essentially the soils and the minerals that the grapes are grown in. They want that to be the wine's identity. Here in the U.S., we like bigger, bolder, more in-your-face flavors. We like it more extracted, and we like you to taste more of the fruit components, like your black cherry and things of that nature. Your plum.
Tongue versus palate.
Right. Fair. Yeah.
Tongue versus... This is a palate wine.
Absolutely.
This is a palate wine. That aftertaste, the terrain shows up in the top of your mouth. And it kind of sits there for you to kind of bask in it. There are other some wines that are more flavorful to the tongue, but this is a palate wine.
Well spoken. Yeah, I think that sums it up precisely. Yeah, and these are on the shelf for $30. So if you buy a new vintage Chateau Mouton Rothschild First Growth, you're talking $2,500, $3,000.
Oh.
And so, you know, and the French are master manipulators in the market, so... What's happened is that more than half of those wines get shipped to Hong Kong, and the Chinese diplomats trade them for diplomatic favors. And so the French know that the higher the price tag, the more weight it pulls in terms of their diplomacy. And so they don't really care, because spending $3,000 on a bottle of wine might mean multi-millions of dollars of diplomatic favors if you're greased in the right hands. And so, but the irony of it all is that when they go to drink them, it doesn't fit their palate. It's too dry for them. So they mix it with Coke, believe it or not.
Yeah. Coke. Or at least we hope. But I think this may be, if I was ever going to, and I know I offend people when I say this, I'm a well-done steak person, but if I was going to go medium well, this is what I would have with it. This is the I can actually... feel this with
you. Need to come to my house and I will grill you a steak that's medium, little bit pink in the middle, and it'll change your mind.
I spent 4 years in DC's finest steakhouse, and I had chefs from every major hotel group try me, and my grandmother was strong.
Yeah.
My grandmother was strong. She put it in me, man, that listen, baby, don't let them tell if they love you. If they won't cook it done. She would just, I could just hear her voice, and that's where it is.
I'll take
your offer though. Anytime you want to stake me.
Speaking of where it is, where's the store, Kev? Where can people find you?
We are at the corner of 13th and South Streets, 1244. And just on that, what would be the northwest corner, and look for the neon. It's a classic symbol of Lincoln, Nebraska. We've been on that corner since 1965, and it's been in my family since 1978.
We love it. Go check him out. Make sure you do that. 2 for 2 today, Kev. Welcome back.
Take care.
This is Old School. We'll be right back to the show.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.